Good evening, my lady. May I come in? My thanks. How have you been, my lady? I apologize for not seeing to your needs as I should, but the work on the crystals took longer than I anticipated. I felt it was wise to check the other crystals given the problems with number 3. The others weren't as bad, but the same corrosion issue was evident. I'm going to have a word with my supplier when we return to the capital. I think he's been selling me substandard materials. Anyway, it's all taken care of now, so I'm all yours. What were you reading when I came in? Oh, Williamson's Guide to the Empire. It's an enjoyable read. It's mostly fiction. I know it's considered the definitive guide, but Williamson's problem was he never actually left the capital. His guide to it is fantastic, but the rest he got from people like me, often with a lot of embellishments. The Niagara Ice Falls, for example, are not 200 feet tall. They're about 70. I'm sorry if that's a little bit disappointing. If it helps, they're still rather spectacular, especially at sunrise. He wasn't wrong about the shimmering mirages and cascading lights. Perhaps when your business is done, I could show them to you. I enjoy your company, and frankly, I fear you're wasting your talents back in the capital. This ship could use someone with your gifts. What would you do back there? Wouldn't life be more invigorating out here, free, with me? Don't answer now. Think on it for a while. You still have a few days before we reach Lucien. Plenty of time to think over my offer. Now, have you ever read Yar's Wonders of the Empire? There was a man who knew what he was talking about. Granted, most of it is out of date now, but he did actually travel everywhere he wrote about. Plus, he even wrote poetry. Most of it isn't very good, but I have a soft spot for it. A gentle wave breaks upon, a silent prayer is offered. A ray of dawn to glimpse the sun, a lover's heart is proffered. I don't know why I memorized that. I'm not even sure what he was talking about. Does that mean you know? What I don't understand is why you felt the need to bring a silk nightgown with you on this trip. Not that it doesn't suit you. What do I want? Well, I did have one idea, but I need to know something first. Do you trust me? I'm glad. Now, where did you leave your safety harness? Ah, there it is. I'm going to use these to tie you to your bunk. And then, I'm going to take my time. Does that sound good? Then lie down on your back. That's right. Now, let me have your arms. There. I'll put them above your head and tie them down. There. Can you move them? No good. Now your legs. First the left. And now the right. There. Are you comfortable with your legs spread apart like that? Good. Now where to start? So many fine options. That silk robe looks so smooth and thin. How does it feel? My hand stroking your hip through the silk. I wonder how it would feel against my lips. I can feel you quiver, your hips rolling. But I'm not going to touch you there, not yet. You, my dear trollop, can be very overeager. Sometimes it's fun to take your time, build up some anticipation, make you want it. Teasing your stomach, your breasts, your neck. My God, you're so desperate for this, aren't you? I love to hear you moan and whimper for my touch. But if you want me to touch you down here, I think a little quid pro quo is in order. Does that sound fair to you? Very good. Now let me strip down to... Now, where was I? Seeing you like this has gotten me so hard. Would you like a taste? Oh my. Be careful, tied up like that. I don't want you hurting yourself. Oh yes, your lips feel so good around my cock. Fuck. I think you deserve a little something. Let me just lean over and stroke your cunt. Fuck, my word, you are wet. I could just slide my finger in. Oh, you like that, didn't you? Well, I'm going to fuck you now. Do you want that, my wanton trollop? Tell me. Say you want me. Louder. Louder. Let the whole crew know how much you want me to fuck you. Oh, that's it. I'm gonna taste this cunt or you beg me to fuck you like a good trollop. Oh, yes. I think I've teased you enough. Let me just get on top. Can you feel me pressed against you? Oh God, yes. Oh fuck. Oh God, this cunt always feels so fucking good. Oh God, yes. Fuck. Oh God, yes. You're gonna take this fucking cock. You know how much you fucking like it. Oh fuck. Oh, you know how good it makes that fucking cunt feel. Oh fuck, yeah, you're gonna take it. I'm gonna fucking cover you. Oh fuck, I'm fucking paint you. God, oh yeah, I'm so fucking close. God, I'm gonna come all over those perfect fucking breasts of yours. Oh, would you like that? Oh fuck you, yes I know you would. I know you fucking love that, my little trollop. Oh fuck. Oh fuck yes, you're gonna fucking take it all. Oh, I'm gonna paint you. You're gonna fucking paint it with my cum. Oh fuck yes. Oh fuck. Oh. Oh. Oh fuck. Oh yes, take it. Take my cum. Take it all over this fucking cunt. All over this tits. All over this tits. All over this. Oh. Fuck. Well, that went a little further than I thought. Sorry if it got on your face. Here. I'll untie you. Oh, you really are spectacular. I've never met anyone like you. I think I... Oh, whoever you are, you'd better have a good reason for...
Captain, airship sighted off the port bow for 4 miles out, coming in fast. Looks like pirates, sir.
Oh, fuck me.